Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits Conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. With me today, I have John Molson, James Lee, and Michael Sicaranza. I want to ask the question, what makes something bragging? John, since this came up when you and I were having a chat on LinkedIn, I would love for you to kick us off.
Well, the conversation that we had really revolved around my work as an aviation historian and artist and writer, filmmaker, all that stuff. One particular World War II veteran that I interviewed, his name was Joe Foss, and he was awarded the Medal of Honor. He was an ace. He went on and had this huge career, really bigger than life. And around his aura, he created a persona. And a lot of people, especially where I grew up in the upper Midwest, we have this thing called Minnesota Nice. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of an affectation that you can't be too good. You can't be too experienced or powerful or whatever. Mm-hmm. But Joe Foss, as I got to know, even though he had this huge life, you know, American hero, was extraordinarily humble. Mm. And he gave a quote to me that a lot of people took a little bit of umbrage to. And the quote is this: it ain't bragging if you done it. However, he also had a corollary to it. But just because you've done it doesn't mean you go around bragging. So when we connected on LinkedIn, that was really the basis of my connection with you. I find that a lot of people are offended by people's confidence or by people's perception of hubris. And that gets connected to the term bragging quite a bit. Mm-hmm. So when I remember the terms or the thoughts of people bragging or accomplishment or success or whatever, I'm always aware of that people out there can be offended by maybe another person's success. And then I'll leave with this thought that bragging and that concept of expressing success or however we want to call it is often a reflection of the person hearing it rather mm-hmm. than the person stating it. So I thought your topic was wonderful, and thank you for letting me be a part of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that sort of opens up the question of what was the intent of the statement that was made, which is construed as bragging. I think of bragging as sort of a verbal jockeying for social status. That's when someone is sharing something with someone else with the hope of elevating their own position relative mm-hmm. to their audience. And that's where it can get annoying.
Yeah, I mean, context is always important. But in a world that we live in right now where everything is so negative, like I want to celebrate other people's victories. And then that goes back, John, to your point that maybe it's more about them than the person who's actually bragging. But the world is so dark right now and everything is so negative. So in my mind, like, I enjoy when I see, you know, good things happen to the people that I care about, or good things happen even to people that I don't even know. Because to me, the more good karma that's kind of thrown out into the world and people celebrating doing good things, I think it hopefully, the way I look at it, is hopefully it inspires other people to do great things also.
I've got a question for Michael and James here. Both you guys are financial advisors. And that requires a certain level of confidence. But at the same time, people come to you two for obvious success. So how do you share with your clients, it ain't bragging if you've done it, that you can say, look, my portfolio gets a 12.6% return and not have it come across as bragging or hubris?
Yeah, that's a really interesting point because right now, you know, in this stage of age, I think that there are temptations to engage in bragging for two different reasons. One is social media, and everyone participates them and they want as many, you know, likes as possible. But the other is for people who are entrepreneurs, they're self-employed, they're in the gig economy, and they need to impart a sense of trust in the people that they work with, which in turn makes people feel better about working with them, which does have a purpose within moderation.
Yeah, I think for me personally, I make my conversations with my clients about them and not about me. And through the conversations that I have and the questions I ask, and maybe the way I ask them, it allows me to portray that I know what I'm doing without saying like, hey, look at me, look what we do. And if anything, you know, at our firm, it's a we thing. It's not a me thing, where we work in teams and it's the collective. And, you know, our core values focus on collaboration and curiosity and all these other things. And we let our clients know those things that way. And also it's the communication that we do. It's the communication of advice. It's the communication of knowing their situation and tying it back to what's going on. You know, I mean, I'm confident in what I do because I have experience, but I don't know if I need to shout it from the rooftops per se.
I know one thing that came up for me is that the more experience I get and the more things that I do, the more it sounds like bragging when someone says, tell me about yourself. And I start listing stuff off and I'm like, this sounds ridiculous. But then if I don't say, like, if I leave out the TEDx talk, people are like, wait, you did a TEDx talk. Why didn't you say that? So how do you, as you get more of these prestigious experiences, how do you talk about them in a way that just says, yeah, I've done these things, and not in, oh, well, you haven't, so I'm better than you.
Right. God, that's $1 million question. When I do public speaking and people introduce me, it makes me cringe. But at the same time, I look and I think what I do is important, and all my accomplishments, however big or small they are, validate my work. And they're necessary. And one of you two, Michael or James, brought up this idea of intent. What is the intent behind our bragging? And it's almost a spiritual term. Michael, you brought up karma. So I think we're all on the same page that there is an intent that people can subconsciously perceive. But at the same time, going back to Joe Foss, there were people who were genuinely put out by the guy. I mean, he swaggered into a room and he just kind of had this little vibe. But at the same time, if you got to know him, it ain't bragging if you done it. And it was just a realization that we are in a performance world and we should celebrate success. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's true. And I also think that a lot of times people don't realize the failures that come along with the success. So they only hear about all the good things, right? But I'm sure him, I know myself, I'm Jim, I'm sure everyone here has had trials and tribulations that have allowed them to achieve greater success at some point going forward. And we had a 10-minute conversation about grinding, you know, is grinding out a good thing? And, you know, in previous ones, like, look, I think ultimately you gotta be who you are and you gotta be okay with it. And if it comes off as bragging and okay, again, I think that's a they problem, not a you problem per se. But I don't know. I mean, it's a tough question. And most people who tend to have done a lot of things tend not to be, you know, pounding their chest about it. I think it's perfectly reasonable. If someone asks you what you've done, you know, you got to tell them, right? Otherwise, I mean, otherwise it would be disingenuous otherwise. But, you know, but I think also, you know, making a joke about it on occasion just to kind of like, you know, when you're being introduced, be like, wow, or, you know, but, you know, don't forget all the other things that I didn't do well along the way in order to get to that spot. I don't know.
Yeah, I would say that if you're in a position where you have to talk about yourself, make sure to talk about the person that you're talking with as well. And be sure to show an interest in everything that everyone else says. Say, and whatever you say will probably be taken a little bit better, you know, as a result.
That's a good piece of advice. Thanks, James. That's cool.
Yeah, that is wonderful. I think the other thing that we may not have a whole lot of time to get into is the gender issue. I think it's easier for men to talk about their experiences and the things that they've done than it is for women. Because as a woman who's had a lot of experience, a lot of life experience, I do feel like when my accomplishments get listed off, people kind of look at it like, really? You have to have them all on there? And I don't think men experience that the same way.
My wife and I were literally talking about that last night, you know, that she feels that women need to be more assertive in what they've accomplished because, you know, because in the past, historically, they haven't been.
Yeah, but assertive women then, you know, assertive women get labeled negative things way more than assertive men do.
Very true and unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that may be a whole separate conversation because that is our 10 minutes. So I'm going to have to cut us off there. Thank you so much for having this conversation about bragging with me and being honest about it. I appreciate that very much. And I look forward to speaking to each of you again very soon.
Thank you.